is TJ Riggins Overtime.
I just saw something on the internet. You know, the internet's out of control. And the headline of this article is, next time you're making mozzarella sticks, swap the breadcrumbs for pork rinds.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That sounds delicious. Why did I think of that?
I mean, have we gotten out of control? I mean, I guess that's the question. Does it sound delicious? 100%.
Hey,
do you need a mozzarella stick coated in pork rinds?
I'm just saying, no. If you're going to do it, you better do it before RFK takes over the Health and Human Services Department.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, he's not going to be allowing you to do that.
No one put pork rinds on the mozzarella stick.
That's how I'll be talking if I eat that, because yeah, I'll be so full, I'll be stuffed.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So, I learned something interesting about TJ's wife, Jody, the other day that I never knew before. So, one of my favorite things ever on social media is that, and I don't talk about this, this is done kind of behind the scenes. The only kind of communication we have over social media, TJ's wife and I, we just send videos of people falling to each other. That's her thing.
Yeah.
She loves a video of someone falling. But there are limits to it because, you know, for years, that's all we do. We don't send any comments. It's just the videos. I'll send her one. She sends them. And there, we have compiled a list of the greatest falling videos on the internet. But what happens is I get carried away. If she sends me a good one, I'm like, I'll send her a better one. Yeah. I found. I got to top it. And she does not like when the fall is really bad.
Like when they get hurt.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
When they get too hurt.
Yeah.
And it's always kind of like walking a fine line because, for example, like 2 months ago, I saw a woman walk out of her back door and she's got a wooden patio that leads down into a pool in the backyard, but the pool was empty. And she tripped on the wooden stairs on the patio and ended up falling into the empty pool, like almost on her head and on her shoulders.
Ouch. Mm-hmm.
And the dogs are freaking out, running around. And I'm like, that's a good one. Yeah. And she did not like that one. She goes, oh, my God. Oh. That was the only time she spoke. And then I ended up doing it the other day. A woman tripped over her own dress and crunched her head. And I thought it was funny, but it was too much for her. So it's got to it's got to fall in certain parameters for her to find it enjoyable.
Yeah.
To where it's almost like real life slapstick comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like people just slipping and falling and jumping back up and being embarrassed.
Yeah. But the plan is that we're going to start our own channel within the TJ Riggins Show Instagram, and everybody can join, and that's all it's going to be. It's just going to be content of people falling, because I know a lot of people like that kind of stuff. So you'll be part of like an exclusive club. Just need to come up with a name for it.
I love that.
The Falling Committee or the Falling Club or something.
Falling Club.
And you can submit your own. Guys. Yeah. But yeah. Jody's a harsh critic, so you better bring the right content.
Yeah.
And like, don't send one like I saw the other day of a person in Chicago walking. It was so cold with their hands in their front pockets and then the wind blowing and knocking them onto their face on the sidewalk.
Oh my gosh.
And bust their measly blood coming out of their nose and stuff like that. Yeah, that's not funny.
I would like that. Jody would not. So we'll find a good balance, like a good mix between the two. And follow us on Instagram before that gets started at TJ Riggins Show. Love to have you.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Lindsay, your daughter is starting to speak more and more clearly like an adult.
Yes.
Kind of.
Yes.
Because, you know, when we used to first start putting her on social media and all, when she was talking, you had to translate everything she said. You know, moms can do that, Riggins. They can translate whatever the kid's saying, and they know that the kid's not really saying that.
Yeah.
They're just making it up.
We just say what they want.
But you know what I always figured your kid's first sentence would be? Your first kid's first sentence would be, I figured it would be you a damn lie.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that makes sense, Regan?
100%.
Yeah. You a damn lie.
Because that's their favorite thing to say.
Yep.
Lindsay's the first person I ever heard to use that line. Now I hear it on TV shows. And
they stole it from me.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did.
And she say, you a damn why, because she W's are in place of L's. Yeah. You a damn why. Yeah,
that's what the speech therapist should work on, perfecting that sentence.
Yeah.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
All right, as great of a cook as I am, I've never made turkey gravy because we didn't have a need for it really growing up. So I never made it. And we were trying to solve our turkey problem that we're having. Am I going to fry a turkey? Am I not? So we found a place that you can buy a smoked turkey already sliced. And of course that's going to be all white meat. And we don't like white meat. So Jody goes, can you make gravy for it? And I said, sure. No problem. So I figured out how I was going to do it because I know of one thing that you need for turkey gravy, even though I've never made one, that I don't have and I won't have it on this. And that is drippings from the turkey. And so I figured out a solution for it. I'm going to use bacon grease.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be good, though.
And then it hit me. That is the answer to Riggins' question that he has at Thanksgiving that frustrates him. Why does your mom not make more gravy?
Just make more.
She doesn't have enough drippings from the turkey to make more gravy. The gravy is what it is according to how much drippings that she's got.
That is it.
But now tell her to whip up some extra, put everything in it that you normally would, but instead of using the drippings as a grease, use bacon grease.
I got to like sort of toe the line because
she doesn't like any of that.
She doesn't like any commentary, but if it's complimentary, like I want more of it, I can kind of like butter her up. Like I just wish I had more of it.
It's so good. Yeah.
But that's the reason she gets frustrated with you is because she doesn't have the stuff to make more of it.
Yeah, maybe not.
Because Jody said, well, I mean, can't you just get a packet of something? And I was like,
heavens.
Your heart stopped.
Not in my kitchen. She said, a lot of people do that. Not in my kitchen, they don't. I am packet. Not going to use a packet of gravy mix. Get out.
Who do you think you're talking
to? From by KFC.
So she's already told me, cook a turkey in a crock pot and use a powdered gravy mix out of an envelope.
Rude.
She's trying to kill me and our family.
Is the smoked turkey the one that kind of tastes like ham?
Yeah, probably.
Like a like a turkey leg at the Renaissance Festival always tastes like ham.
Yeah, that's smoked. Yeah,
I like those though.
Yeah,
I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, I do too. But the leg's dark meat.
Right,
right.
I'm gonna be getting sliced up turkey that's gonna be nothing but breast.
Yeah, I've never had a smoked turkey breast.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's gonna be delicious.
Yeah, it'll be all right. Dry white meat.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Miss something? The TJ Riggins Show, Extra Funny, TJ Riggins Overtime, and everything you love is now easier than ever to find at the homepage of TJRiggins.com.
Riggins, other than you, will any of your family members be drunk on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Based on history, I would say yeah. Most likely my oldest brother.
Okay.
He likes some champagne. Oh. He drinks champagne over ice.
Pinky up.
Yeah, in a wine glass. He goes, I just like it. Low calorie.
In a wine glass.
He drinks it in a wine glass over crushed ice, like a full wine glass. I'm like, what are you drinking? Champagne, yeah.
How many bottles does he go through? Because one glass of big glass is like more than half a champagne bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a loser.
So is she for knowing that.
You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So they put together a list of America's most hated Thanksgiving sides. Mm-hmm. And it's a short list. There's only three things on it. Would you like to take guesses, I guess?
I'm going to say cranberry sauce would be one of them.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole. Correct.
Broccoli.
Close. Roasted vegetables.
Yeah.
Random roasted vegetables. They put carrots, and they said, you could even do roasted carrots and Brussels sprouts. And so. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I know. I guess. Mm. But I love green bean casserole. It's my one of my favorite parts of the Thanksgiving meal.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's okay to me. I would like to try it with French style green beans.
Mm. Yeah.
But Jody's having none of that.
She's in charge of the green bean casserole.
She likes just the cut standard mm-hmm. green bean. Yeah.
Right. Now I did the green bean casserole 1 year and I did it from itch.
Oh, you did?
And, you know, I got the mandolin out and I shaved the onions and fried them to go on top and, you know, mm. the whole thing.
And what was her reaction to that?
It's okay. I will say this. It wasn't a big enough difference to make it worth it.
Yeah.
I liked it better, but not enough to do it again.
Right.
Sure, I understand that.
Takes too much
people
time.
Frying their own shallots. And is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and Lindsay, you like cranberry sauce.
I do.
Like out of the can.
I like it anyway. Or regular.
Will you get down on homemade. One of those sandwiches where they spread the cranberry on it?
Listen, I know you don't know this, guys, because I haven't told you, but I just went to Firehouse Subs and got the Thanksgiving sub, and it is literally fire.
Really?
From Firehouse. Yeah.
Turkey it's, stuffing? Is they put that on
So it? It's white bread, and it's super soft bread. Mm-hmm. No, I love that.
Yeah.
They said they put mayonnaise on it. I didn't. I think it was just enough to.
Yeah.
You know.
Just to wet it.
You know what this Thanksgiving sandwich needs? Bam! Mayonnaise!
I like a little mayonnaise on my stuff.
Thanksgiving traditionally has been lacking in one area. Yeah. Mayonnaise!
Mayonnaise. And then a cranberry. It wasn't from the can. It was like a chutney type.
Yeah, like a cranberry jam of some
jam.
Sort.
But, okay.
Yeah. This may surprise you. I don't have a lot of experience with chutneys.
I don't even know really what that is.
Yeah, it could have been a chutney. Yeah.
Okay. And then the stuffing, turkey, the other piece of bread, that was it.
That sounds good.
It was so good.
It's what the pilgrims wanted. Just take everything we got on this table and throw it on some white bread with some mayonnaise.
I was thinking as I was eating it, no one's ordering this except me, but it was really good.
All right. When in doubt, make a chutney out of it.
Absolutely.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So the dog experts have said these are the unsafe Thanksgiving foods for your dog. Listen to this list. Turkey bones, skin, and gravy. Okay, I get the bones. Stuffing. Mashed potatoes. What's wrong about mashed potatoes? Fatty foods.
Oh, come on.
Oh, please.
Raisins and grapes. I know that. Grapes and raisins, not good for dogs. Chocolate also made the list. Understood. Those I get. Ham is on the list. Ham?
That's stupid.
Maybe they're talking about the bone. I'm not sure. Creamed peas. First of all, who's eating creamed peas?
Yeah, why would you?
I've never even heard of that.
Or maybe that's peas that have a thickening agent in them, like to thicken them up and they're creamy.
Oh, any more creamed peas? I hope nobody finished off the last of the creamed peas.
Yum.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime.